It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Happy Juneteenth. Non-essential federal, state, and city government offices are closed, along with banks, schools, post offices, and stock markets. Federal workers have the day off to celebrate our newest federal holiday, which commemorates the day in 1865 when enslaved African Americans in Galveston, Texas, finally learned they had been freed. It was 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation. President Biden made Juneteenth a paid federal holiday last year, but so far, 26 states, including 7 former Confederate states, have not yet added Juneteenth as a state holiday. The House Select Committee investigating the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol will hold its next hearing Tuesday. The focus of this one will be on a then-president's involvement in a scheme to submit fake electors. Federal prosecutors are reviewing the fake Electoral College certifications created by Trump allies that falsely declared him the winner in 7 states that he lost in 2020. The fake certificates were sent to the National Archives by Trump's allies in the weeks after the election and had no impact on the electoral outcome. Adam Schiff said they'll show courageous state officials who wouldn't go along with the plan to either call legislators back into session or decertify the results for Joe Biden. To that end, state election officials, including Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, are slated to testify. The panel will also hear from Arizona House Speaker Rusty Bowers, who was pressured by Jenny Thomas, yes, the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, to decertify President Joe Biden's victory in the state. So there are 2 hearings scheduled for this week, both Tuesday and Thursday, beginning at 1 p.m. Eastern. Chairman Benny Thompson said this morning that there are still 5 hearings to go, though no dates have been released yet for those additional 3. Stay tuned. Punchbowl News is reporting that the negotiations on a gun deal are back on track following discussions over the weekend between members of this bipartisan group of senators trying to get something done. The talks are being led by Senators Chris Murphy of Connecticut, John Cornyn of Texas, with Kyrsten Sinema and Tom Tillis filling out the rest of the core group. Apparently, the process has been hung up over 2 key issues. One of them, the so-called boyfriend loophole. The other, over providing funds to states that don't implement red flag laws, but instead have crisis intervention programs. The boyfriend loophole refers to the fact that domestic abusers are prohibited from buying guns, but only if they're married or are in a long-time relationship with the victim. Democrats have sought to expand this prohibition to cover dating partners, but Cornyn and the Republicans have had concerns about how this is implemented. It appears that the Democrats made concessions on both of those issues and that the negotiations are now moving forward again. It's always the Democrats who give in, isn't it? Just saying. They're still hoping to get the package through the Senate before they leave on the July 4th 2-week recess coming up, but we'll wait and see what happens. The rest of the package seems to be pretty much unchanged. It includes billions of dollars in new funding for community mental health programs and school security, new restrictions on straw purchases for gun trafficking, additional background checks on 18 to 21-year-old gun buyers, including screening of their juvenile records, and new provisions on which sellers must become federal firearms licensees. But John Cornyn, the Texas Republican who's helping to push the discussions through, came under fire from Texas Republican activists over the weekend, many of them booing Cornyn during his speech to the state party on Friday. The Texas Republican Party adopted a resolution that called for a formal rebuke of John Cornyn and 9 other Senate Republicans that backed the gun control framework. Amazing. The resolution was passed by a voice vote. It reads, quote, "We reject the so-called bipartisan gun agreement and we rebuke Senators John Cornyn, Tom Tillis, Roy Blunt, Bill Cassidy, Susan Collins, Lindsey Graham, Rob Portman, Mitt Romney, and Pat Toomey." All righty then. The Texas Republicans also approved a resolution stating, quote, "We hold that acting President Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. was not legitimately elected by the people of the United States, asserted that, quote, homosexuality is an abnormal lifestyle choice, wow, backed repeal of the 1965 Voting Rights Act and want to get rid of the income tax, the 16th Amendment, and the direct election of senators, 17th Amendment. Lone Star State, you must be so proud. In other news, the CDC cleared the way this weekend for the Moderna and Pfizer COVID-19 vaccines for children under age 5. Should begin as soon as Monday in some places, but health officials now contend with a large number of patients who are reluctant to vaccinate. Just 18% of parents of children under 5 said that they would vaccinate their child against COVID-19 as soon as the vaccine became available. Wow. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.